Starting on January 30th, the fast food chain will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon as it's the launch of Cheesy Bacon Fries, intended to encourage customers to order fries as a snack and not just as a side. McDonald's is also adding the Big Mac Bacon and Quarter Pounder Bacon, which will add bacon to its classic burgers.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many people look at the beginning of the year as a time to break some old habits and start some new ones, whether that's eating a little bit healthier, maybe heading to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, maybe you're stopping your language and you're stopping cursing, a number of different things you can choose to do. Well, the problem is, if you're struggling with this, the problem isn't necessarily you, the problem is your system on how to do this. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clear. He's author of the best-selling book, Atomic Habits, and he shares the best thing you can do to change some of those bad habits.
So I like to say that you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And the reason I like that phrase is that I think it puts the emphasis on the habits and the system and the process rather than the outcome. You know, so often, especially right now, people setting New Year's resolutions, think about goals, what they want to achieve for the year. It's really easy to get wrapped up in outcomes. But your outcomes in life are often just a lagging measure of the habits that preceded them. So, you know, your weight is a lagging measure of your eating habits. Your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your learning habits. And so the thing to change are the habits and processes that precede those outcomes that we so badly want. And if you can fix the inputs, the outputs will often fix themselves.
Clear also says if you get 1% better each day, your results will also improve by more than 30 times better after 1 year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
And regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing. Get it done. I've had so many of them.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is overstating his numbers.
President Trump once again tried to claim there was a crisis at the border. The fact is, migrant border crossings have been declining for nearly 2 decades.
Meanwhile, President Trump is meeting with lawmakers currently on Capitol Hill. Look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 100 points. S&P and NASDAQ also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today where he met with the Iraqi Speaker of Parliament. Texas Congressman Republican Mac Thornberry tells Fox News Pompeo needs to keep the pressure on Iran.
We talk a lot about what they're doing in Yemen. They are trying to make this supply line across Syria right to Israel's doorstep. And they may be about to launch a satellite into space. So they are not slowing down in their aggressive activities.
Are you ready for McBacon? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In news that some Americans would argue should be our top story here at USA Radio News, McDonald's is adding bacon to its menu. Starting on January 30th, the fast food chain will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon as it's the launch of Cheesy Bacon Fries, intended to encourage customers to order fries as a snack and not just as a side. McDonald's is also adding the Big Mac Bacon and Quarter Pounder Bacon, which will add bacon to its classic burgers.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many people look at the beginning of the year as a time to break some old habits and start some new ones, whether that's eating a little bit healthier, maybe heading to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, maybe you're stopping your language and you're stopping cursing, a number of different things you can choose to do. Well, the problem is, if you're struggling with this, the problem isn't necessarily you. The problem is your system on how to do this. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clear. He's author of the best-selling book, Atomic Habits, and he shares the best thing you can do to change some of those bad habits.
So I like to say that you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your system. And the reason I like that phrase is that I think it puts the emphasis on the habits and the system and the process rather than the outcome. You know, so often, especially right now, people setting New Year's resolutions, think about goals, what they want to achieve for the year. It's really easy to get wrapped up in outcomes. But your outcomes in life are often just a lagging measure of the habits that preceded them. So, you know, your weight is a lagging measure of your eating habits. Your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your learning habits. And so the thing to change are the habits and processes that precede those outcomes that we so badly want. And if you can fix the inputs, the outputs will often fix themselves.
Clear also says if you get 1% better each day, your results will also improve by more than 30 times better after 1 year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to my program, Modern Design. We are on year number, I think, 6. This is the beginning of our new year, and I've been doing it since 2013. Wow, this could be year number 6. That's just amazing. I have been off, for those of you who have been following my program for quite a while now. I did have a little bit of a hiatus. Something had happened here in studio towards the end of the year in November, where we did lose our interface with Facebook, and so much of my correspondence with you, the listeners, and now the viewers, happens to be the visual, because my show is all about interior design, that I had opted to take that time off to retool and to work on my television show, which is now on the YouTube channel, as well as Comcast. People are watching it on YouTube and growing some of the media stuff that I do, that I focused on that. But I am back. I am back to be at my home right here in downtown Flemington at the beautiful Chamber offices, the large house, if you will, the large yellow house, and talking about a new season of decorating. We're going to do a lot of new stuff this year. We have a lot of guests coming in. We have wonderful stuff this year. We're going to be adding a lot. I'm going to be working with some interns this year on the program, and we're going to be doing some really new and innovative things. So I hope you continue to tune in to us live each Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or in the podcasts, which you can watch on Facebook Live under my page, which is Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Well, I'm sort of remembering how to do everything again. Our show today is about something that comes up once a year, but it seems to be something that I've never seemed to get people to be happy about, and that is when it comes time to take down the Christmas tree. And when it comes time to take down the Christmas tree, what seems to happen is that people who had a wonderful, beautiful-looking living room or family room or hallway in November. Once they take all the Christmas stuff down in January, say, ugh, this room looks terrible. Something happens. You have that celebratory month, right, where we have all these decorations and so on. And even though it was a fine room before, somehow afterwards it seems kind of anticlimactic. Well, I wanted to come up with a sort of healthy strategy for January as an opportunity to refresh, to do things, and to come up with a new look for January for the season so that when you put things back, you don't put them quite back the same way as you have done before, but in fact that we're going to create some new ideas. Now, if you follow me on social media, I do have a blog. So each week on Sunday, I publish that week's blog, and that is the topic that usually follows suit to the radio show here in Flemington on Wednesday, and then also to my television show down at Princeton Community Television. And the topic this week is called Winter White. And that is after the holidays are over, depending on, you know, what holiday you celebrate, if it's Ramadan, if it's Hanukkah, Christmas, what have you, that all that stuff kind of goes away and then we come up with sort of a new fresh look for January, celebrating beauty and celebrating the winter months. You know, do you ever notice that the best view you get of something is when the winter time comes because it's really cold, and when it's cold, it's clear and you get beautiful views. The trees have receded their leaves, so you have those bare branches. And you know what? There's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of interesting unique beauty in the winter, and we want to celebrate that not only outside by visualizing it, not saying it's terrible, but noticing the beauty, but also the beauty on the inside and creating that with some of the things that I'm going to show you today. So today's topic is called Winter White. We're going to put the Christmas stuff away. We're going to take some commercial messages, and then I'm going to bring you some visuals of stuff that you can do now to sort of freshen up your look. For January, we'll take some commercial messages, and we'll be back a lot more with our program. Good to be back in Flemington with our program, Modern Design.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm in my 22nd year of Maven Hill Designs, and I am located right here, right within the Flemington area, conveniently located at 176 Route 20231 Flemington, actually Ringo's, New Jersey, right in the Flemington area, though, across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. We are in the Hunterdon Commons Strip Mall. Some interesting and good news, we are expanding. I am within Flemington Fan and Lighting, which has been there for many, many years, but we've taken on an additional space. We're adding a clearance center, guys. So if you're looking to get things very inexpensively, in addition to our wonderful 6,000 square foot showroom at 176 Route 20231 in Flemington, we now have a clearance center, which we are working on. We're painting. We're doing things too. And hopefully by February, we will be open. I'll be talking about that. Maybe we'll even do something, some sort of event in the clearance center. So whether you're looking to get some wonderful lighting at a discount, whether you're looking to get small pieces of furniture or little objet d'art, maybe some artwork, something new and fresh, all that stuff is available to you at Maven Hill Designs, again, 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, wonderful accessories and so on. Also, I do consultations on an hourly basis. If you go to my website, which is www.maven, M-A-V like Victor, I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs.com, there is a coupon on, I think, the second page that for $199, I will come out for 1 to 2 hours. I'll go through every room of your home, and I'll leave you with a detailed list of what you can do to improve your home. Flow, the best colors, maybe perhaps you're selling your house or thinking of selling, giving you wonderful updated ideas for 2019. I am constantly going to educational seminars and taking credits on the latest in design and color and shape and size and what people are doing and just things that are up to code for kitchens and bathrooms and things of that nature, and I can bring that expertise to you. So to reach Maven Hill Designs, you can reach us at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be winter white, and that is creating a new look for the winter season, which in itself has wonderful beauty. There's a lot of beauty in nature, and I find that the beauty in winter is very much underrated. You know, it's very easy to see when the spring comes and you see those first, the snowdrops that come out of the ground. That's a flower, if you're unfamiliar. The snowdrops come out of the ground, and then you start to see the first heads of the bulbs, and then we start seeing some changes, and then we get some seasonal color, pinks and yellows and so on. The summertime, that beautiful, rich, vibrant sun, and in the fall, of course, the leaves are amazing with the autumnal colors. But winter has its own innate, beautiful beauty, and I think that that's something that we need to appreciate more, you know. The thought of January coming and us all absconding somewhere else until springtime is nice. But if we can't do that, then we need to celebrate the season. And I think you can do that not only with the outside of your home, but also with the inside of your home. So I brought some visual aids today. We're going to talk about a lot of things that you can do to your home to make it look fresh for winter. But the first thing we're going to talk about is removing the items from the holiday season. So what we want to do, one of the things that I think is very important to do, is that when we take things down, that we make sure that we're organized. Because I learned this year, I decided to change, after all these years, I changed my Christmas look in my home. If you've been following my show for years, you'll know that I usually do multiple trees. And this year I just didn't. I decided to change the look and go very non-traditional and go with a blue and green theme for the holidays. So in that case, I had to take all my boxes, which I suggest when you put things up, it makes them easier if you do them in order, because then when you take them down, it's that much faster. Because putting them up is fun. Taking them down is not. So what I did was I went to all my boxes by room. I realized, because they were already done by room, which is how you should do it, and then tape them or put a label on by room so it's easy. I knew when I went to put up the Christmas ornaments this year that I only had to do living room. So make sure that we're using labels. And also, if you can do it, I really like the clear acrylic boxes now, the plastic acrylic boxes, because you can see what's inside. It's so helpful if you know, okay, I'm going to use this, I'm not going to use this. And it's easy. You don't have to carry up boxes that you're not going to use. So that saved me a lot. So organization is the first thing for the key in taking the stuff down as well and making it easy for you to do. The clear boxes are terrific. You want to label them and so on. So I did that, and I was able to purchase some new stuff this year. I don't have it all down, but most of it is down, and I'm able to easily put that away. So when that is completed, and it's almost completed, then we have to think about what we're going to do for the winter months. We have January, we have February, March, 3 months. You're going to be entertaining at some time. There's going to be parties. There's going to be things going on in your home, and you want your home to look nice. So people often say to me now, oh, I have no inspiration for winter. We're going to create an inspiration for winter, and that is adding white. And one of the reasons that I like adding white or whites and grays in the winter months is that they reflect the outside. What does it look like outside when I'm looking through the studio here? What do I look when I see outside? I see white clouds outside, and I see grays, and that's what's reflective of outside. Well, why not bring that in inside? There's also clearly today less light. So when there's less light outside, we want to compensate that on the inside by putting more white inside. So adding white to your new scape by using seasonal things also helps psychologically for you to feel happier, because when things are brighter, it is a fact that when things are lighter and brighter, you are happier. Sometimes they treat depression, seasonal depression, with light. You'll go into, you'll get something called a light box, actually, and 15, 20 minutes, a lot of therapists might suggest that you have, for seasonal holiday affective disorder, that you expose yourself to light. Well, we're sort of doing that by bringing white into your home. So one of the things that you can do to create light is, I like, and especially in the Hunterdon County area, if you have a traditional home or a colonial home, you often see people have individual candle lights in the windows. Now, for the Christmas season, many of us have wreaths on our windows. I don't know, if they're a heavily decorated red wreath, I would take those off. I think this, it's done. It's after the 6th. I would take those down. But one of the things that I do suggest is leave the lights in the window. You know, in the winter, it's awfully dark and cold, and it's really nice if you can put those candle lights in the windows, at least in the front of the house anyway, on timer. So when you drive home at night, that it's not so dark coming to the house, use the candle lights, take them out maybe in March. But for the first 3 months of the year, keep those lights on seasonally, you know, maybe on a timer. And then when you come up, you have that as light coming into the space. So that's something that you can do very easily. It doesn't cost any money. Take down the wreaths, take down the swags, take down all that stuff, but go ahead and leave the window lights. And adding lights is terrific. The other thing you want to do is, if a wreath is very decorated, but you want to have some greens on your door and it's in good shape, you can take the ornaments off a wreath, but keep the wreath up. Greens, you know, through the winter are kind of a nice thing to do. So maybe what you would want to do is actually continue to have a wreath up, but undecorate it a little bit. Maybe take all the red or purple or whatever color you've done off, and maybe just leave the greens up, and maybe put a white bow, right? Go get a beautiful piece of ribbon, put a white bow or a gray and white bow or something geometric. So it still looks fresh. You have the white candlelight, you have a green on the door, and so on. All right, we're going to take some more commercial messages. We have a lot to cover today. Our topic is winter white, and we'll be back with a lot more of Modern Design 2019 after these commercial messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metal, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs right here in Ringo's, New Jersey, in the Hunterdon Commons Shopping Plaza, which is right across on Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. We have taken additional space, and we're going to have a clearance center probably by the end of February done, and I'll tell you information about that, where you can get stuff for a really good price, accessories for your home. We're very excited about that. Let's take a look at the weather. We have not done that to this point, so let's take a look. It's currently telling me that it is overcast, which it is, at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon, there's isolated snow showers, which I was not aware of. They're anticipating some light isolated snow showers with a high of 44 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 26. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 35 degrees. On Thursday night, it's going to be bitterly cold with a low of 19. On Friday, we're going to have a nice sunny and clear day with a low of 31 degrees. On Friday night, there'll be a low of 17. On Saturday, it'll be a partly sunny day with a high of 31 degrees. On Saturday night, they're anticipating for the weekend maybe a little bit of snow. There's a 40% chance now of snow with a low of 23 degrees. And then finally, on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of snow. Sounds like it might snow on Sunday. 40% chance of snow on Sunday with a high of 31 degrees. Well, our topic today, continuing, is winter white, which is probably apropos with the forecast, and that is decorating using whites or whites and grays for the winter months to come up with something new and fresh. So we talked a little bit about on the outside level of if you have those window lights, those battery operated, those sort of white window lights, keep them in for the winter. That's kind of nice when you come home to have some natural light. If you have natural wreaths, if they're artificial, get rid of them, but you have some natural wreaths on the window or the door, keep it. Take most of the decorative stuff off, maybe add a white ribbon or a geometric ribbon or something, and have that look, which is very nice. You know, if you maybe even you have some beautiful white sticks outside or something like that, that's something that you can keep outside. Just keep the freshness of it, and you have a look for the winter that's kind of nice. So the next thing that I want to add is something that I love to do in the wintertime, to decorate your fireplace, or maybe you have some sort of a bin outside your fireplace. Now, you're not going to burn these. These are for decorative purposes over, and I brought an example of that for you, and that is using birch logs. Are people familiar with the white birch logs, that beautiful look? So I have a sample here, and I'll try to see if you can show it on the computer. And this is just sort of an artificial white birch logs. But what's kind of nice to do, if you can go get some real birch wood, some birch logs, and have them cut and stacked and put them nearby your fireplace and have that look of the beautiful white birch. You don't necessarily, this is decorative. For the holidays, and I took all the red off. But isn't this nice maybe to have some beautiful stacked birch logs next to your fireplace or in a beautiful bin? That's something that could be really, really nice together and have a really nice look. It's adding white to the space. It's adding some nature to the space, and it is decorative within itself. So whether you have them in your yard and you can cut them, and maybe too cold to do that now, or you go get some, or you get some artificial ones and you see them bound. Sometimes you see them in decorative stores that they have these artificial logs with that look of white birch. That's a way of adding nature and adding white to the space. The next way is actually using something that I like to use to decorate in the winter, and that is pine cones. Pine cones are not necessarily Christmas. They are winter, they are beautiful, and they are nature. go get some wonderful pine cones and put them in a beautiful wicker basket. Keep that by your fireplace. Keep that by your side door. Maybe you want to put a big basket, a natural-looking woven basket of pine cones at your entry. It's a fresh kind of wintry-looking thing to do, and it makes a really nice statement for the winter. Paint is something that you can do, a little freshening of paint. Maybe just the area, behind your bed. Maybe you have a small wall there. Maybe we lighten up a little bit. We add some white to our existing paint, or we do a whitewash, and we just lighten up one area of your home and have sort of a fresh new look. Or maybe we go ahead in that bedroom and we change out our linens and we put white, crisp white sheets. That's another way to have a new and fresh look for the winter. Here's something that I just recently did with reinventing some old lamps. I had some old lamps that were sort of a hammered brass look to them. And they had kind of a dated shade on them. So I went out and I got from my store, and we have wonderful lampshades, I got some drum shades. And as you can see probably by this drum shade, it's a more updated design. It has some nice texture on it, and it's crisp white. And the white and the gold look really together. You know, gold is very back in style again. I know it's hard for some of you to accept that, but gold has sort of been reinvented, and white and gold are really nice together. Black and gold, too, are very, very hot this year. But how about changing out your lampshades? You know, take some old lampshades that you had. These were colored, and they weren't looking good anymore, and changing the shape to more of a drum shade and doing a crisp white. Two of those really changed the way that space looked with those nice white lamps. So that's something else that you can add to a space. Again, the bed linens, whether it just be some crisp white sheets or maybe a duvet, maybe just for the winter months you do a white duvet with just some texture on it, or white and gray with some texture on it, another way to do that. A lot more stuff for you. We're going to take our news break, and then after the full news, we're going to come back with wonderful ideas for you to do what's called winter white, and that is to whiten up your space for the winter months, make it look fresh, and make it look wonderful.
USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
And regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family. But, Mr. President, you're doing the right thing. Get it done. I've had so many of them.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is overstating his numbers.
President Trump once again tried to claim there was a crisis at the border. The fact is, migrant border crossings have been declining for nearly two decades.
Meanwhile, President Trump is meeting with lawmakers currently on Capitol Hill. Look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 100 points. S&P and NASDAQ also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today, where he met with the Iraqi Speaker of Parliament. Texas Congressman Republican Mac Thornberry tells Fox News Pompeo needs to keep the pressure on Iran.
We talk a lot about what they're doing in Yemen. They are trying to make this supply line across Syria right to Israel's doorstep, and they may be about to launch a satellite into space. So they are not slowing down in their aggressive activities.
Are you ready for McBacon? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In news that some Americans would argue should be our top story here at USA Radio News, McDonald's is adding bacon to its menu. Starting on January 30th, the fast food chain will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon as it's the launch of Cheesy Bacon Fries, intended to encourage customers to order fries as a snack and not just as a side. McDonald's is also adding the Big Mac Bacon and Quarter Pounder Bacon, which will add bacon to its classic burgers.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many people look at the beginning of the year as a time to break some old habits and start some new ones, whether that's eating a little bit healthier, maybe heading to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, maybe you're stopping your language and you're stopping cursing, a number of different things you can choose to do. Well, the problem is, if you're struggling with this, the problem isn't necessarily you. The problem is your system on how to do this. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clear. He's author of the best-selling book, Atomic Habits, and he shares the best thing you can do to change some of those bad habits.
So I like to say that you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your system. And the reason I like that phrase is that I think it puts the emphasis on the habits and the system and the process rather than the outcome. You know, so often, especially right now, people set a New Year's resolution, think about goals, what they want to achieve for the year. It's really easy to get wrapped up in outcomes. But your outcomes in life are often just a lagging measure of the habits that preceded them. So, you know, your weight is a lagging measure of your eating habits. Your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your learning habits. And so the thing to change are the habits and processes that precede those outcomes that we so badly want. And if you can fix the inputs, the outputs will often fix themselves.
Clear also says if you get 1% better each day, your results will also improve by more than 30 times better after 1 year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I can see by the chatter online that I have some of my friends. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Jonathan, for some of you for tuning into our program. And I want to, this year, I'm going to get a lot of you to call into our program and voice your opinion. Our topic today happens to be winter white. And that is when you take down the Christmas stuff and you look at your room and you're like, boy, this is depressing. And I have 3 months of winter ahead. How can I make this look fun and fresh? I'm saying add layers of white. The brightness of white is terrific for the winter months, or shades of light gray, and they really kind of look nice in the space. In the earlier part of the broadcast, I talked about maybe just painting like a segmented area, which probably sounds kind of funny, but you know what? I was even looking today at my own. I recently did a renovation of my master bedroom, and I painted sort of a shade of gray, and I had this sort of niche behind the bed where I probably could do maybe something a little bit, you know, darker or more intense. And I was thinking, what can I do that was inexpensive? There is nothing more economical and that will give you more bang for your buck than a little bit of paint. So I stopped at Stryker's right here in Flemington beforehand, and I take a look at some of the paint chips. And I'm going to see if you can, I know it's hard to get a close-up with this. So I felt that this might be apropos to do sort of that white-gray range. And this is a little bit of a brown-gray or a grayish. Anything within the shade, maybe just a little area behind your headboard or a small area, a little cubby, just a little bit of an accent. It's kind of a nice look to freshen up. As you can see, again, these are grayishes, and that is gray that has a little bit of a brown or a beige tone to them. So that was something that I found attractive, and something like that can change your look. The other thing is this one has a little bit of a gray-green look to it. So I'm going to see if you can, from the computer here, see if you can identify a little bit of difference in color, and then I'll put them up together. But shades of whites or whites and grays kind of are rich and neutral, and of course, you don't have to worry about in a bedroom. Sometimes you want to be not so specific with the wall color because you want to be able to change seasonally your bedding out. So my fingers are sort of in the way there, but you can see the shades of whites and grays. So maybe in a small part, not repainting your whole bedroom, but just maybe doing something on the headboard wall, which is becoming more and more popular. I'm seeing with people taking away their heavy bed with headboard and footboard, and they're just doing a simple upholstered bed or just an upholstered headboard, having a little bit of pop behind the bed. Now, here's something else, and I really like this. I want to put this up. And this is a wallpaper that I really like, and this looks like an exposed brick wall painted white. So this is something, I don't know if you can see the depth of this. Maybe I'll go back a little bit. So this is something else you could do maybe in just a little area of your house as a project in January, whether it be behind your headboard or perhaps maybe in a dining room. How about where your sideboard is to give a fresh look, something new, something exciting to do that's neutral that you can change, of course, and add to. But how about doing a paper like this just in a select area, maybe in an alcove, or maybe, again, in a dining room. Maybe you have a sideboard, and just in that area, we do a little bit of a wallpaper like this, and that gives that sort of industrial sort of textured look in a white and gray. Can you imagine how nice that would look? And maybe you do some sort of, in the winter months, you do some sort of a vase that's mercury glass, and then you do some beautiful white painted sticks in that area. How good would that look? And then when the spring comes, you change that out. Maybe you get a sort of a black urn, and then you do really pretty spring branches with the greens or the pinks and so on, and that would work very well. That's another way to layer things and do stuff in the winter that's going to look nice. You know, soft surfaces, anything that has fabric to it is always going to be a good way for you to change the look of your home and do something that's going to be different and fresh. So one of the things that I like to work with are inexpensive fabrics, because we change them a lot. You don't have to spend a lot of money in fabric. Here's something that I had picked up along the way. This is actually just a window treatment, an off-the-rack window treatment that I actually had. I always keep a lot of these around because I stage houses for realtors. Sometimes empty windows with no window treatment at all can look sort of blah when you have a whole house. So I keep these, and this is new just out of the package. But this is a very inexpensive window treatment. It's a little bit of, a sort of nature-inspired floral, but sort of a modern one because it's done in, again, whites and grays, so it is neutral and you can bring anything to it. So maybe changing out your window treatments. Maybe you've had your window treatments. I know for myself in my sunroom, the window treatments have been there, the same ones, for 14 years. And I thought to myself the other day, you know what? I have so many of these. Maybe I'll go out and get some inexpensive valances and just change up the valances. You don't even have to get rid of the original ones. Go ahead and have them cleaned and then just change them out. So something like that, again, where you add whites and grays. Here's a little bit of geometry here, but it's also a floral. It's a little bit fresh looking. That's a way to layer the whites and grays in a space and create a new look, a winter look. And you know what's funny? Whites and grays work well with browns and anything that's nature. Like gray and brown is a great color combination. I remember years ago, it was my friend's birthday, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get him a shirt and a sweater. It was November, the end of November, and I said, I'm going to do gray and brown. And it really is a nice look. Sometimes neutrals can be the richest of all, right, depending upon your color combination, your personal color, and so on. That tone on tone, beautiful, rich grays and browns and whites have their own beauty, and you start to see some different things with those. All right, we have one more set of commercial messages, and we're going to continue Winter White right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington, New Jersey.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I've been in the design business for 22 years now. That number keeps getting bigger and bigger, keep going around. But with that is a good thing because that is you. Every time you meet somebody, you go into their home, you get an idea of their flavor, their taste. And I think over time that makes you better as an interior designer because you see so much and then you're able to extract some of the beauty. And you start to see patterns and things that are emerging and so on. I will tell you, I'm seeing some changes in for 2019. One of the changes I'm starting to see is, though, even though our show today is all about winter white, I'm starting to see more color this year. Maybe not so much wall color, but I'm starting to see much more color again. And I think we're going to have some pops this year that are stronger than even last year. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more bright colors again, which is kind of nice. And even some walls painted in bright colors. A lot of the reports I read said that coral is going to be very hot this year, even more than last year, that coral is going to be a really bright color. But they also talk about yellow, sort of a return of yellow again. Of course, yellow and gray are just have a natural synergy to them. Purple will continue to be hot as a pop color. Pink, I read so much about what they're calling millennial pink. And I noticed recently in a Ethan Allen catalog, I would say the first five or six pages were dedicated to sort of whites and pinks. The pink is a little bit more sophisticated, sort of played down. It's not a juvenile pink. It's sort of an adult pink. Pinks are back. So I think we're going to start to see in 2019 a return to more color, and I'm kind of glad about that. I love whites and grays. I love the sophistication of whites and grays. But again, with the pop of color, then you really appreciate the color. So that's definitely what's going on. Let's take a look at the weather one more time because there is a snow forecast advisory here, and it's just been updated. So currently it is still at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon they are expecting 20% now chance of isolated showers, snow showers this afternoon, again with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low of 35. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 19. On Friday, it's going to be a beautiful, clear, sunny day with only a high of 31. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 17. The nights are very cold. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 31 degrees. Saturday night, looks like we're going to have snow for the weekend. Saturday night, 40% chance of snow showers with a low of 23. And then Sunday looks like, again, 40% chance of snow with a high of 31 degrees. Our program is modern design, and we are not necessarily contemporary modern, but we are modern in the fact that we're changing, we're evolving, we're doing what's new for 2019. So our topic today continues to be what's trending, and that is winter white. That is sort of when we take down the holiday decorations and we're looking for freshness. We're not going to do nothing. We're going to celebrate the winter months. We're going to create beauty. Can you imagine what I was talking about before about having a great mercury glass vase and filling it with branches? You know, I even like natural branches. It's kind of hard to do now because it's so cold out, but go snip some wonderful wintry branches. You know, did you ever look at branches in February? Branches in February are absolutely beautiful because they're just starting to do their change thing, and they have a lot of beautiful growth to them, but no color yet. Put wonderful natural branches from your yard into a great vase, even if it's just a clear cylinder vase. What a great look that you can do. Whites and grays and maybe some silvers pair beautifully together, and that's a way to celebrate the winter. What is winter? It's snow, it's ice, and so on. So one of the things that you can do with this sort of white look that I'm trying to create for you for the winter months is to add with fabrics, as I was talking about. So pillows are always the easiest thing to do. Get an expensive pillows. You know, people sometimes are purists about pillows. They want the highest quality pillows, and I love beautiful pillows. But within those pillows, have some pillows that are maybe not as expensive and do something for the winter months where, you know, people sometimes come in with snowy shoes and boots and so on. Get some ones that are maybe they're a blend and have some great white pillows. Maybe your sofa is navy blue. White pillow looks really nice. Or white and gray, or a combination, or maybe white with sort of a zigzag print to it with some gray or some black, or even some brown. I did read also that brown is going to come back a little bit this year, so I'm kind of excited to see how brown is going to come back. But do that with pillows. Throws are always terrific. When do you need to throw more than the winter months? I don't think I'm on my couch unless I have my throw. Maybe get some wonderful white or sort of gray throws. That's another thing to do to have a nice look. Or pair them. Do like white and gray together. That's kind of a nice thing to do. And anything geometric, anything with texture is always updated and always looks good. It's not too masculine. It's not too feminine. Runners on your table, whether it be your kitchen table, your dining table, your sideboard, a runner is always a way to reinvent the space. Maybe it's painted black. You do a white runner. Really looks sharp. And whatever you put on it, it's going to look terrific in the space. Let's talk about candles, whether it be natural candles or the new LED candles, which really have gotten a lot better. Candles in the winter are wonderful because they add light to a space. Now, I'm going to hold up a couple of different kind of LED candles. Now, this one happens to be from Restoration Hardware. It's a very good quality LED candle. And if you notice, the LED candles are so much different than they were years ago. They have, see how this has sort of a flicker that constantly rotates a little bit that really emulates a real flame. And what's nice about the LED candles, a little trick, and I don't have it here today to show you, is if you have an LED candle, you can always make it even look more realistic by putting it in a glass container. So if I were to take an LED candle like this, and these, the better ones, actually are on timers. So let's say you have these on your mantle. They'll go on at, you know, maybe 4 o'clock and go off at 9 o'clock. So if you're away or someone, it looks like there's people in the house. So the better ones now look to see that they have a timing feature, as you can with this particular one. It's a nice, nice thing to do for the winter months. It has some light, and you don't have to worry about an open flame. But natural candles, too, the tea candles or the little candles grouped together in white. White candles are beautiful in the winter months. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that I have a couple selective things, and one of them was just all different crystal containers. Everyone was different, but they all had little white candles in them grouped together, and that just looked celebratory in winter. Now, here's another one that I have on my desk, and this is just sort of a faux variety of a candle that looks like birch. And I think actually I think it's out. The battery is out on this. But the look of birch is nice, too, to do for candles for the space. Candles are terrific. I was a purist about candles years ago and only wanted to do natural candles. I actually am starting to like the LED candles. There are a lot of elements to a candle. So if you have a candle that's LED and now you have the flame that kind of looks more realistic, put it in a container. Put it in a hurricane. Put it in a colored container. I have some in my store. I have these two beautiful green glass lanterns. Do you know how nice that white candle would look in that? You wouldn't even tell that it was an artificial candle because you have that sort of green glass around it. Another thing that you can do, which is kind of nice for the winter months, is if you have some glass receptacles for candles, you can just have a white candle, but do something around it. Do you know what a pot filler is? A pot filler is that space when you have a hurricane or you have a something that looks like a vase, if you will, that's glass. You put the candle in the middle and you have all this space around it. Well, you can create some visual interest by doing something else. I like to use maybe white rocks now in the winter month, or maybe moss, maybe some little bit of natural moss in browns or greens with all the white, and that's something that has visual interest. Or something that just looks fine, like powder, like snow. And that's kind of nice to maybe do. Maybe you do your candle in just sort of a light gray, and then you have sort of a white rock or a powder or something around it, something very fine, or a little sheen to it, and put that on your dining room table. Have a nice white bowl. Maybe put some just something interesting in the center of the bowl that's natural. Maybe some orbs that are natural. And then the two glass containers, inexpensive glass containers, with a white candle, and then maybe some sort of that look of snow around it in some sort of a pot filler. And that gives a fresh sort of wintry look, which is celebratory itself. Okay, believe it or not, we are at the end of our hour. It's so glad to be back in studio. It was kind of hard for me the first few minutes to get used to the things that we do here, but I really do love it, and I thank you for tuning into our program. We will be continuing every Wednesday from 2 to 3. Wonderful shows coming up. I have a lot of guests coming right here in Hunterdon County that do celebrate style, and a lot of different things that you're going to see on our program. Well, thank you again for tuning in to Modern Design, and I will see you next Wednesday right here in studio. Thank you, and have a wonderful, safe day. And if it does snow outside, be careful with the driving. Okay, bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security. and border security for our country.
The president will now be meeting with Democrats at the White House, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who believes there's nothing wrong at our southern border.
This is a presidency that's in crisis. It has so many problems, and it's the old trick, fear-monger, distort. Try to scare people.
A new poll came out from Politico that said a vast majority of Americans believe that the United States is facing a crisis or problem at the border. 79% of those surveyed do agree with President Trump's assertion that there is a crisis or problem. A judge is tentatively setting May 6th for Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A news anchor re-ups with his network. In USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As Fox News Channel's chief political anchor Brett Baer marks 10 years as host of Special Report, he has also just signed a multi-year deal that will keep him at Fox News past the 2020 election. Baer has been anchoring that show since January 2009, joining Fox back in 1998 as an Atlanta-based reporter. Baer will continue to serve as chief political anchor of the network. According to the Fox News president, Baer will also continue to co-anchor FNC's 2020 election coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Barr is President Trump's nomination to become the next attorney general. He's meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, including Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley.
I know that you know exactly what the job entails because you were there.